Voters go to the polls in Indonesia's Aceh province tomorrow. It's the first election since the 2004 tsunami that left at least 177,000 dead or missing. That catastrophe helped lead to last year's peace deal between the Indonesian government and the Achenese rebels fighting for independence. The decades-old conflict may now be over for good. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
2 years ago, Muhammad Hud was in an Indonesian prison for running ammunition to separatist rebels of the Free Aceh movement, known by its acronym, GAM. Then came the tsunami and the peace deal between the government and the rebels. Hud got out of jail, got a little money and some tools from the International Organization for Migration, and opened this carpentry shop, where he employs five workers, two of them former rebels.
When I was in jail, I never thought it could be like this, that there could be peace. Now, I am very happy. I have a wife, I have a son, and every day my business is getting better. None of this would have been possible without peace agreement. I'd just be sitting in jail, thinking about how to get out and continue the fight.
That fight has now moved to the political arena. The peace agreement gives the Achenese a greater voice in determining their own affairs. And tomorrow, they'll get a chance to use it as they vote for governor and in several local elections. Gubernatorial candidates have been running political ads like this one on local radio stations. Billboards plastered with the candidates' faces and slogans have sprouted like mushrooms around the provincial capital. All of this is new for the Achenese, who are used to having their leaders chosen for them by the central government in Jakarta, a government which for decades ruled Aceh with an iron fist as it battled separatist rebels. Now, some of those rebels are candidates in tomorrow's election.
It's actually an extraordinary development that we're having elections where former guerrillas are running for office.
Sydney Jones is Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
Having people from the GAM rebel movement contesting office at the governor level and in 19 districts is nothing short of a miracle.
One of Banda Aceh's most popular coffee shops sits across the street from the main mosque. It's a popular place for young and old to sit, smoke, and talk politics over a cup of strong, thick Sumatran coffee. Local businessman Taufan Sayaputra says Achenese participation in the political process is long overdue.
Aceh is rich area with gold, with gas, and everything here. So depends on our leader here who give that to Aceh, not to Jakarta, not to everywhere.
College student Vida Asrina and many others here say pretty much the same.
The election is important because all of the Achenese people have to give their voice, not pointed by government, not pointed by Jakarta.
Tomorrow's election shows the remarkable success of the peace process so far, a process aided by the urgent need and desire by both sides to rebuild after the devastating tsunami here 2 years ago. But the International Crisis Group's Sydney Jones says things could still turn bad.
GAM is serious about trying to make the transition from being an armed movement to a political movement. I think it's having some success in making that transition, but I think some of the bigger issues, for example, when are GAM combatants going to actually get the money promised them under a reintegration program, and what happens if they continue to be disappointed and continue to be unemployed? These are questions which can do more to disrupt the peace process in the long run than these elections.
If there is no clear winner in tomorrow's election for governor, a runoff is expected sometime in the spring. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.